Earlier this week on Morning Edition, we spoke to Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he offered some simple, practical advice to Americans preparing for the possibility of a terrorist attack.
Take a few minutes to do the three things that we recommend. Have a communication plan with your family. Have a little ready kit set aside. The folks in Florida that had 3 or 4 days of water, had a battery-operated radio, had some non-perishable food, are a lot better than those that didn't. And then just stay informed.
A new survey finds that many Americans would probably ignore the instructions they would hear from authorities over those radios. Researchers with the New York Academy of Medicine asked about 2,500 people what they would do if terrorists detonated a dirty bomb or caused an outbreak of smallpox. Many people reported that they would not do what they're told. We've called Roz Lasker, who is the lead investigator for the study, and she's in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk about one of the scenarios that you asked people about. You raised the possibility that what if you're living in a city and someone uses smallpox as a biological weapon? What kind of advice would the government most likely give in that situation?
People would be instructed to go to a public vaccination site like a school to get the smallpox vaccine. We found in this case that only 2/5 of the American people would follow instructions to go to that vaccination site.
The majority of people would refuse to get vaccinated even though they knew that smallpox was spreading in their community.
Well, the majority of people would not automatically go to the site, and they have very good reasons. Some folks are not confident about the instructions that they would be given by officials, but what we found was that twice as many people were worried about the vaccine, seriously worried about the vaccine, as were worried about catching smallpox in this situation.
You said, suppose there is a so-called radiation bomb, a dirty bomb that detonates in your area. What is the piece of advice the government's most likely to give in that situation?
In the event of a dirty bomb explosion, people would be instructed to stay inside the building they're in or go inside the nearest undamaged building to take shelter, because being inside of a building provides protection against the dust and radiation from the dirty bomb.
So pretty simple advice there, but your study found that only about 60% of Americans would actually do that. The rest of them might be running around. Why would they?
The people who said that they would leave, many of them would do so because they feel responsible for the well-being of their children or other members of their family. And we found that about 3/4 of the people who wouldn't stay would if certain conditions were met. And key among those conditions were knowing that they and other members of their family would be safe and cared for in the buildings that they happen to be in. Trust does have an influence on behavior. So for the people who don't trust what officials would say or do, they're half as likely to follow instructions as those who do.
We've been talking to Roz Lasker. She's the director of the Center for Advancement of Collaborative Strategies in Health at the New York Academy of Medicine's Division of Public Health. Thanks very much.
Thank you.